Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. So, today, I'm going to be talking about my first episode. Well, not talking about it. I'm more going to be making an episode sort of like that episode. So, my first episode was top 5 favorite games, and that did really extremely well. So, now I'm going to be talking about my top 5 favorite books. So, let's get into it. So, my first favorite book, well, let's start with my 5th, you know, just to make it a bit more, like, interesting. So you guys will stay to the very end, you know? So, my 5th favorite book has to be The Giver. Now, this book is definitely the most mature on my whole list, right? I was forced to read this in 6th grade. I wouldn't have chosen this to read, but I was forced to read it in 6th grade because of my language arts teacher, which actually became my 5th favorite book. I love books about societies that are struggling or have some issues or weaknesses going on, and there's a character, the main protagonist in the movie or book, and he has to somehow run away from the society, get out, escape, help, you know, the society. So, The Giver is a perfect example of that. The plot of the story is basically there's a city where you don't have any feelings, no sadness, no happiness, no joy, no love. There's no color, and there's no pain. So physical pain or mental pain. And so there's this one person in this city called The Giver. And he lives up high on the mountain. He's, like, isolated from everyone else. So the only people who know about him are, like, the main person who's in charge. I'm sorry, I repeated it twice. I sort of stuttered. Anyway, he can feel color, has feelings, and see pain, or feel pain. And he can also know about all of history. So he's like the main wise guy, but no one knows about him other than the people who are in charge. So the main character gets the job as the giver. He has no idea who it is, goes in, and then he gets taught lessons about pain and color and emotion, and he gets these through, get these like things through his blood, right? And so yeah, but I would just say that I would recommend this book to anyone who's mature or older than like 12. Right, this is a really good book, but yeah, just want to say, it's not mature because of, like, violence or, like, inappropriateness, but it's just, like, mature for people's age, you know? But I loved and enjoyed reading it in my class, so let's move on to 4. My 4th favorite book was The Hunger Games, the first book of The Hunger Games. So, in this book, it's another one where you have to deal with many serious problems, including some stuff like poverty and hunger. It's a dystopian era book, so it happens like 30,000, right? The year 30,000, right? It's in the future. Basically, the whole world gets destroyed, and there's like this little continent left. It's supposed to be like a little like disinformed America, the North American continent, and there's 12 districts and there's one capital. And all the 12 districts provide food, resources, and, like, personal and, like, group wealth for the capital. But they are very poor. They don't live in good conditions because all their stuff goes to the capital, right? All their work, everything goes to the capital, not for their own sake. So, in the book, there was a long time ago, a resistance force that tried to take down the capital, like a strike, right? But the capital won. And so now every year, they have a type of coliseum type event where they have this big high-tech arena that has many, like, things happening to it. And they take a girl and a boy from each of the districts to equal 24 competitors. And they have to all battle it out. And the last person survives wins, right? So this is a complex situation where you're put in this situation where you either die or you win. And if you win, you'll be hated by all the other districts because you killed their people, right? And families and stuff. So the only people who win is the capital, because they have a sport that all the rich people can watch and laugh at and be like, ha, that's so funny, right? Being very greedy and vicious. So my favorite part of this book has to be the part where one of the competitors hides himself as a rock, and no one knows where he is or knows who he is, and they can't even see him if they look straight at him, because he's so well at painting. He does so well at painting. Well, this is a book I love a lot. I would definitely recommend it to anyone. Anyone. And I mean that. Anyone. So, my third favorite book has got to be Animal Farm. So, Animal Farm, I bet a lot of you are confused by this choice, because Animal Farm is a more short book, and it doesn't have a happy ending, and not many people read it, other than, like, adults, right? Like, mature adults who love Soviet-era stuff, right? So, this book, the reason I love this book is because it, first of all, is very, like, symbolic, sort of, yeah. But this book represents, each character represents something that happened in the Soviet era. They represent a group of people or a person. For example, one of the main characters is a pig, and his name is Napoleon, and he represents the main Soviet dictator, who was Joseph Stalin. And he is, like, the main guy, the dictator, who ruins the civilization, right? It's also just a good civilization story. As I said in my fifth book, I love stories about civilizations that deal with corrupt or stuff like that, problems that they have to deal with. So, this book is very complex, and I mean, unless you like reading stories about civilizations or about the Soviet Union or stuff, I would not very recommend it to you. Like, but I love it a lot. And I would say that you should read it, but you might not understand it and like it as much as I do. Now, my second favorite book is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, The Chronicles of Narnia. Right, this book is another one of the classic stories that everyone should read. It's such a good story. It's got a good movie that's available on Disney Plus, too. And basically, the author of the book, the reason it's so good is because the author of the book, C.S. Lewis, he was very Christian, and he wrote this book in sort of like a symbolism of the Christianity religion. So he has, like, one of the characters, Edmund, who runs away and accidentally betrays his brothers and sisters. He has him being all mankind, and then he has Peter, the older brother, who's, like, the main guy, being, like, the 12 apostles, and, like, Aslan, the main guy who has to sacrifice himself for Edmund at the very end, as, like, Jesus Christ. Right? Sorry. Let me get some water. But, anyway, this book is a very good book, and it's got a religious turn on it, so it'll work for people who love good classic books, and for people who love, like, Christianity, religious books, right? Like, the Bible stuff, people who read that will love this book, because it's got many parts of it that represent other parts of it. So, the next one, I'm sorry, I just got, like, little chills, the water is very cold. So my first favorite book is, get ready, it's a Harry Potter book. If you guys don't know what it's The Goblet of Fire. Now, The Goblet of Fire has to be my most favorite book of all time. This is one of the biggest Harry Potter books, and in my opinion, one of the best made, because it has so many details. I like when you can look through the book and intricate all the details and discover why and where and how, right? And this was a perfect book for that. It's got a good surprise ending, right? And it's like the sort of like the climactic event of the whole series. Well, there's two parts of the series you could say as a climactic event. This is what I would choose, because it's sort of a main part of the story. Like, you have to read this. And it's more dark. It's starting to where when the teenagers from Hogwarts are starting to mature, and it's got more darkness to it, right? And more, like, violence. And in my opinion, that makes it better. And yeah, it's just really, really well. I've read it multiple times and listened to it multiple times, and it is one of my best books. It is one of my favorite books. Like, it is a really well-made book, like, in my opinion. So, anyway, I would just like to say thank you for listening to the podcast, and please put some support in. I'm working on making a work email where you guys can send in messages suggesting podcasts. So, if you want another episode like this where I talk about some movies or books that I like or that I think you should watch, then please give me whatever you want to do, and I'll do it. That's my motto. Like, I don't really have a motto yet, but like you get what I'm saying. Where if you guys give me a podcast to do, I will do it, right? So I will have to do it, and I will do it. Like, my grandma a while ago recommended the topic anti-Semitism, which I had no idea what it was or no idea what it was about, and I spent a long time researching, and now I would say I'm a pro. But yeah, so I will have to do it. I wasn't as excited about it. It was probably my hardest episode I've ever done, but afterwards I was grateful that I got to do it. And yep, so thank you for listening, and goodbye.